It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. A state senator is saying Boeing's decision to move its 787 line out of state should be an incentive for lawmakers to increase support for manufacturing. Senate Republican Budget Leader John Braun says no matter what else our state has to offer, the cost of doing business is ultimately the key to keeping employers and attracting new ones.
There can be no question that Washington is a great place to live. We have great folks. We have a great education system. But in the end, our businesses have to compete, not just across the state, but across the country and across the world. And when we continue as a state to make their cost of doing business higher and higher, we're going to price them out of being competitive in the marketplace, and they're going to, as a result, choose to leave. So we need to always be cognizant as we're looking at policy, and in particular tax policy in the state of Washington, that there are real costs to these businesses when we make it more expensive for them to stay in Washington State.
Braun has a plan.
Take our B&O tax rate for manufacturers for products they ship out of state to zero. So if you're building, you know, a widget, whether it's an airplane or whatever it is, and you're shipping it to a customer outside the state of Washington, you would pay zero B&O tax on that product. Now, you're still going to have to pay tax likely wherever it's going to land, which you'd also have to do now. Now you essentially get double taxed for that production. That would just put our manufacturers on the even field with manufacturers from other states. Now, in this economic environment, we are not going to be able to afford to make that investment. Well, we could have a few years ago when we were flush, but now we aren't. So I propose to backfill that with a sales tax on legal services. It's one of the few services in our state that do not pay any sales tax. And I think if you look at opportunities around our state and kind of balance the economic opportunities around our state, adding a sales tax to legal services, but reducing the tax on manufacturing, allowing manufacturing, whether it's aerospace or otherwise, to rebound in our state, I think that provides economic opportunity for a wider range of folks across the economic spectrum around the state. So I think it's the right move for our state right now.
He says eliminating the manufacturing B&O tax would do much to secure the future of aerospace in our state.
One thing I sometimes ask people to think about, if you look around the country, 50 states around the country, in 45 of them, the largest employer is either Walmart, nothing against Walmart, but those are not particularly high-paying jobs, or the largest university or the largest healthcare system. Only five have a private employer as their largest employer. In our state, it's Boeing, and we are enormously lucky to have Boeing. The average wage is over $100,000 a year. There's the multiplier effect for jobs that come out of manufacturing and aerospace. The whole sector that builds out of that is enormously valuable to our state. Why would we not want to build a strong relationship with that company?
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.